Matcha. Matcha Basha Bayakel. This year it's a Bayakel Pekude, two separate weeks. The Matcha Basha Bayakel seems to be somewhat, I don't want to use the term superfluous, monotonous, certainly things that don't seem to be new, very repetitious. Repetitious not within itself, but you go back to Parshas Truma, where the Torah describes how exactly the Mishkan is supposed to be built. And in Parshas Truma it tells us, this is how you should build it. The Asita, go ahead and build it like this, make it like this. And in Parshas Vayakel it says, Vayas, and that's exactly what he did. The Asita ta Mishkan Vayas, it's a Mishkan Vasita ta Krashim Vayas, it's a Krashim Vasita ta Etaron, Vayas etaron, Vasita ta Shulchan Vayas etaron, Vasita ta Menorah Vayas etaron, Vasita ta Ktoret Vayas, Mizbach Ktoret Vayas, Mizbach Ktoret. Just take the same sukkim from Parshas Truma, change the word V'asita, turn it to the word Vayas, and more or less, with some minor differences, you have a good portion of Parshas Vayakel. So why does the Torah go through all these sukkim? Should have just said Parshas Vayakel, see what we said, what we're supposed to do in Parshas Truma, and we did it. All these V'asita and Vayas. So different answers to the question. But I saw yesterday a very interesting insight from Avram Pam Zatzal, the Shishiva Tarvadas. The message of Parshas Vayakel is exactly this message. It says in Truma V'asita, and it says in Vayakel Vayas. And that's what we have to check. That's what we have to determine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Vasita. He gave us instructions. Did we fulfill those instructions properly? Or didn't we? Did we live up to our obligations? Or didn't we? Did we set goals in Parshas Truma and fulfill them in Parshas Vayakel? Or did we fail in our goals? Life begins with a great deal of the Asita. Instructions, expectations, goals, lofty ideas, some of which come from above, and some of which come from within. And we set out on the path. We have a whole laundry list, a whole wish list of what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. We have Truma and Tzitzava with this long list. And then you get to Parshas Kisisa, and all of a sudden things aren't going so smoothly. There's a stumbling block in the way. We thought it would be smooth sailing. You go straight from Truma to Tzava, straight into Vayaka Pekude. Doesn't happen that way. Life isn't always so easy. There was a big bump in the road when we hit Parshas Kisisa and Lechei Ta'ego. But now, we go back on our journey. And how is it? B'nai Yisrael were successful. You take a look at Vayaka and you compare it to Truma. And you say to yourself, I don't understand why they keep telling us. It's exactly what it said over there. That's the point. They had goals in Truma. They messed up in Kisisa. But they went back on the road and back on the path and fulfilled those goals in Vayakel. The question is, do we fulfill our goals? I don't do much interviewing and recruiting for MMY. I take the shortest trip, which Baruch Hashem I definitely do not complain about. I do a little bit of interviewing. Sometimes one of the questions I ask, they say, I don't know, pick a name, Sarah Smith, Sarah Goldstein, I don't know. Sarah Goldstein, in September 2008, and Sarah Goldstein in June 2009. Tell me, Sarah, what's the difference? What's the difference between Sarah when she steps foot off the plane and Sarah when she steps back onto the plane? There's no Sarah Goldstein. So I want to ask you about 2008 versus 2009. But I'll ask you about August 2007 and June 2008. How would you have answered that question? And how you answer that question is the Yasita. When we take a look in June, will the Vayas match the Yasita? You came in with goals, with ideas, things that you wanted to accomplish, ways in which you wanted to grow, to change, to improve, to strengthen, whatever it might be. Are you headed in the right path? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're accomplishing? Looking back, were your vasitas good vasitas? A good goal for yourself? Sufficient demands? Too demanding, not demanding enough? And how's the Vayas? How's it going to appear? It's a question that's very focused on this year, because this year is a very focused year. But it's also a question we have to ask ourselves throughout our life. You can write a new set of vyasitas, not vyas, vyasitas, goals, things you want to accomplish when you get on the plane in June. What do you want to do next year, in the next 5 years? What do you want to accomplish in your life? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? They'll tell us that when a person leaves this world, generally, he hasn't fulfilled even half of what he aspired to do. On the one hand, that can sound somewhat depressing. On the other hand, we have to set ourselves lofty goals. We shouldn't ask for the bare minimum of life. So, as you go through Parshas Vayakel, you look back at Parshas Truma. See what B'nai Yisrael accomplished. Think about what you want to accomplish, what you should want to accomplish, what you are accomplishing. Whatever you daven, remember to ask for Siyata D'Shemaya, that your vasitas should turn into vayas.